It's always been employee run, and it's always been providing health information and access to the employees.
And what form does it tend to take now that employees have say over what it is?
It changes. It's run by the employees, for the employees. So whatever their current objectives are, it might be fitness, it could be nutrition. We've had groups on there that have been runners or involved in bike races, yoga, a lot of nutrition, a lot of cooking, different activities that appeal to the current group. The group tends to change because people leave and go on project sites, so the core group that's at Silo Smashers changes on a fairly regular basis.
So how are you able to keep up with those changes, and how do people get involved with the program in the first place?
We've provided pedometers to everybody so that walking is an integral part of getting them away from their desks for a few minutes and having them participate in an ongoing challenge of walking. Destination Fitness is a program where they choose a destination. And either as an individual or a group, they walk. And the more they walk and log their steps and miles, the closer they get to that destination. There's small rewards and acknowledgments during our meetings, but it seems to work, and people gather together during those times.
And what is the corporate benefit? How does it help the company?
It helps the company because people are happier. People, you have better retention. People are fit. And when they get away from their desks and away from the work issues, even for just a few minutes, they get to clear their head. They produce better products. They're better employees. They're more involved in the company. And they believe, rightfully so, that the company cares about them as an individual, not just the product.
And as you put this program together and it evolved, what were some of the challenges that you ran into that you had not anticipated?
The fact that people are on work sites, on project sites, was a challenge. We have established a SharePoint wellness site that everybody has access to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that they can participate at some level all the time. And they have a voice. They can rate things, they can put in topics that they want discussed, they can add information that they find. They really are a part of this, and because Destination Fitness is part of that wellness site, they can wear their pedometer at any work site, track their miles, and participate in that program.
But it sounds like it could be expensive.
Not at all. Right now, the only expense that we've incurred was the cost of the pedometers. We don't have a large budget. We participate in organized walks. We've participated in the Susan G. Komen walks. We're about to participate in one for the American Heart Association. Angela does runs for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. There are all kinds of rewards and participation that don't cost a lot of money. We meet at lunchtime. It's employee run. We're not hiring a coordinator. We have guest speakers periodically, and most of them are pro bono.
We are talking with Yvonne Maddox, the production manager and coordinator of Destination Fitness at Silo Smashers. And as other employees, maybe at other companies, hear about this and they think, oh, that would be kind of neat to start at my place, how do they even begin to get started? I mean, isn't this something that has to come from the top down?
It needs support from senior management, absolutely. But it like I said, this is employee run. We're not interrupting the workday. We're doing this at lunchtime. We've managed to get the office manager to provide healthier lunches when meals are brought in. They have less chips and cookies, more fruit. It's small things. It's small steps. It's keeping people informed. We have several benefits that are provided to us through Silo Smashers, not just health insurance, but discounts on physical fitness areas. We have, you know, Jenny Craig and eyes and ears and discounts on a lot of things that you don't normally find. It just doesn't take a lot of money and it doesn't take a lot of time. Around the water cooler, people talk about things that they've heard about new medicines, new vitamins, new products, labels on products that they buy in the grocery store. We just gave it a format.
So how do you ultimately decide that this is a successful program or not?
Employee feedback, continued employee participation. Those are great indicators that this is working. Also, the corporate awards that we've received from the American Heart Association's Start Fit Company, and just recently from the FBO's 40 Healthiest Companies. Also, because people are happy about it. They participate in it. They volunteer for it. So the employee feedback is a great indicator. If companies really want to start a program, don't buy a canned program and expect your employees to fit into it. Customize it for them. Give them a voice in it. Health is a huge issue right now, and keeping your people as a good asset healthy is only good for the company.